March the 18th, 2023, Exodus, chapter 24. Worship God. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you this morning, Father God. Thank you for your word. Grace and peace, my brothers and sisters. My name is RJ, and I welcome you to another episode of God is Faithful and Just, with all things being relational. It's a fantabulous Saturday morning, hoy es sábado. Today is the day the Lord has made, and we are grateful. We are glad to be in it. We shall worship, we shall praise, we shall adore Him. Glory, hallelujah. God is so good. You know, this word this morning, it's exciting. I mean, the word in and of itself, I mean, I can't even say much about excitement, because the entire word of God is exciting, because it is the Lord our God speaking to us. You know, and when you get that opportunity to spend time with Him and really meditate and let His word marinate in your mind and your heart, do that. Take every opportunity that you can to enjoy the Lord, even while on this side of eternity. It's such a blessing to allow Him to reveal things to you, to see Him in a different light, to just be able to know that He is speaking to you loud and clear, even when it's a soft whisper. So family, again, I also want to thank you for your prayers. Those of you who, matter of fact, I did not mention it verbally on the episode, but my darling Grace, you know, was feeling a little under the weather. Never seen her sick before, never seen her take a day off from work, but we know that the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much, and we thank you that she's on the mend and starting to feel much, much better. 70% she told me yesterday. So God is truly good, and we're thankful for that. But as we truly get into this word, we worship God. It's my prayer, it's my hope, it's my desire that you guys will be blessed, that this word will just permeate through your pores and it will radiate the light and the love of God. We're continuing in Exodus chapter 24, and we know that God is still speaking to the people, speaking to Moses. And let's get into His word and be blessed on today. Worship God, Exodus chapter 24. Then he said to Moses, "Come up to the Lord, you and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel, and worship from afar. Moses alone shall come near to the Lord, but the others shall not come near, and the people shall not come up with him." Moses came and told the people all the words of the Lord and all the rules. And all the people answered with one voice and said, "All the words that the Lord has spoken we will do." And Moses wrote down all the words of the Lord. He rose early in the morning and built an altar at the foot of the mountain and 12 pillars according to the 12 tribes of Israel. And he sent young men of the people of Israel who offered burnt offerings and sacrificed peace offerings of oxen to the Lord. And Moses took half of the blood and put it in basins, and half of the blood he threw against the altar. Then he took the book of the covenant and read it in the hearing of the people. And they said, "All that the Lord has spoken, we will do, and we will be obedient." And Moses took the blood and threw it on the people and said, "Behold, the blood of the covenant that the Lord has made with you in accordance with all these words." Then Moses and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel went up, and they saw the God of Israel. There was under his feet, as it were, a pavement of sapphire stone, like the very heaven for clearness. And he did not lay his hand on the chief of men of the people of Israel. They beheld God and ate and drank. The Lord said to Moses, "Come up to me on the mountain and wait there, that I may give you the tablets of stone with the law of the commandment, which I have written for their instruction." So Moses rose early with his assistant Joshua, and Moses went up into the mountain of God. And he said to the elders, "Wait here for us until we return to you. And behold, Aaron and Hur are with you. Whoever has a dispute, let him go to them." Then Moses went up on the mountain, and the cloud covered the mountain. And the glory of the Lord dwelt on Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered 6 days. And on the seventh day he called to Moses out of the midst of the cloud. Now the appearance of the glory of the Lord was like a devouring fire on the top of the mountain in the sight of the people of Israel. Moses entered the cloud and went up on the mountain. And Moses was on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for your word. Worship God. How truly amazing you are. You know, family, what I really like about this chapter is the very first sentence that says, and I quote, "Then he said to Moses," this is God speaking, "come up to the Lord, you and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel, and worship from afar." Glory, hallelujah. God has given them an invitation to worship him. This suggests that it is God, hallelujah, his Holy Spirit that attracts us to worship him. His love, his warmth, his grace woos us to reverence and praise him. Glory, glory, hallelujah. That is heartfelt. The scripture says, "And he sent young men of the people of Israel who offered burnt offerings and sacrificed peace offerings of oxen to the Lord. And Moses took half of the blood and put it in basins, and half of the blood he threw it against the altar. Then he took the book of the covenant and read it in the hearing of the people. And they said, 'All that the Lord has spoken, we will do, and we will be obedient.'" My God, the covenant has been established. As in a marriage ceremony, both parties have said, "I do," and vowed to their uniting. Glory, hallelujah. Family, we need God's revelation. Indeed, we do. But the proclamation of the Word of God to proclaim His Word is not a mere opportunity for note-taking. It's a call to respond to God. The people said, "We will do everything that the Lord has commanded." So we see here that hearing from God is necessary, but it is not sufficient. We must respond to Him with trust and obedience. They heard and they said, "We will do." Oh, hallelujah. Or else the word has fallen on deaf ears. And we know the scripture says, "Be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves." We know that God is faithful and just. He will do his part. He wants us to do ours. Glory, hallelujah. Then Moses and Aaron, his sons, and the elders went up, and they saw the God of Israel. God did not harm them, and they ate and drank. You know, this means that the Lord let them see something of his glory in a manner similar to what Moses would later experience in a more dramatic fashion. We'll see that in chapter 33 and 34, where God allowed a glimpse of his glory for Moses to see. And we'll see that again in chapter 33 and 34. But however, here, you know, and I'm going out on a limb. This is my commentary. This is how the Lord has dealt with me. And of course, you know, I'm a spiritual being having a human experience. So I could be wrong, but I look for Jesus in the Old Testament. We know he's in the New Testament, but I also look for him in the Old Testament. And so here, the scripture reads, "And they saw the God of Israel. There was under his feet, as it were, a pavement of sapphire stone, like the very heaven of clearness. And he did not lay his hand on the chief priests, on the chief of men of the people of Israel. They behold God and ate and drank." Now you family, you can meditate on the word and see what God reveals to you. But here for me, I see that what they are saying is under his feet, and they see, and they did not lay hands, and he did not lay hands on the men, suggest a person in their appearing. I'm looking for that person of Jesus. There was something that they seen that resembled a man. Glory, hallelujah. And again, you can let that marinate. You can marinate on his word and see what the Lord God gives to you. But nonetheless, many people want to experience God. They want him to show up in their experiences, their circumstances, their situations. Israel, we must note, only saw God when they worshiped at his invitation, responded to his revelation, and received the blood of his consecration. Glory, hallelujah. If you want to experience God, then trust in the consecrating blood of Jesus. Worship him in spirit and in truth, and respond to his word with obedience. Father God, we thank you right now, Father God, that those who are hearing your word that do not know you, glory, hallelujah, will not only hear, but respond. You say, in the day that they hear your word, harden not their hearts, but open up their hearts. Open up the door, and you will come in. You will sup with them. You will dine with them. You will commune with them. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Your word shall go forth, Father God. It shall not return to you void. You know your people. Oh, hallelujah. You know those who will respond to your call. Let us, your children, those who know you, who know your voice, let us be your hand, your feet, that we may go out and be that light that shines in the darkness to those who do not know you. Those whom you know will respond to that conviction of the Holy Spirit. Let your will and your way be done, Father God. We exalt you on today. We magnify you on this Saturday. We thank you, Lord Father God, that indeed you are God, and beside you there is no other. We exalt your name today. We praise you in the precious name of your Son, Jesus. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Family, be blessed today. Be encouraged. Indeed, worship God. Worship him in spirit and in truth. As it says in Romans 12, and I think verse 2, submit yourselves unto God, a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto him. This is your reasonable form of service and of worship. Worship the Lord your God with your mind, your heart, your soul, with everything that's within you, with all that you say, with all that you do, that he may be glorified. Let your light so shine that men may see your good works and glorify your Heavenly Father, our Heavenly Father, our Lord, our Savior, Jesus, Yeshua, the Anointed One. So family, as we go into this Saturday, continue to reach out to one another on the WhatsApp platform. Continue to pray for one another. Even when those who are not making a word or mentioning a word on the app, we know that prayers are going up. We can tell, so we thank you. And those of you, my friends, those of you who do not know this Lord, this God, this Jesus that we're talking about, this one that we're excited for, we said earlier, we'll say it again, we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But God said that if you confess your sins to him, he is faithful, he is just, to forgive you of your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. If out of your mouth you call upon the name of Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead to pay the penalty, the price for your sin, you shall be saved. You shall walk with the family of believers. You shall call God Abba, Father. And indeed, we want to walk with you. This journey was not made to be walked alone. We love you, family. We want to do life with you, coming alongside you. Grace and peace be upon you. And we look forward to being with you here again on tomorrow. And in the meantime, family, be a blessing to those around you. Glory, hallelujah.